The U.S. and Britain have shared a special relationship for a long time, and the White House often relies on the U.K. to help get European support on security, trade, or foreign policy issues. President Obama recently spoke to NPR about the concerns that Britain's vote to leave the EU has raised.
There's been a little bit of hysteria post-Brexit vote, as if somehow NATO's gone and the transatlantic alliance is dissolving and every country is rushing off to its own corner. That's not what's happening.
But NPR's Jackie Northam says Britain's role as a gateway to Europe will change, and the U.S. needs to find another best friend on the European continent.
From the moment it became clear Britain would be leaving the European Union, the Obama administration has been effusive in emphasizing the partnership between the two nations. Secretary of State John Kerry traveled to London to underscore what he called an unbreakable bond.
And I want to make it clear that at this moment of challenge, the United States of America knows it could not ask for a better friend and ally than the United Kingdom.
The upheaval over Brexit comes at a critical juncture. The White House is trying to hammer out a multi-billion dollar transatlantic trade deal, and the U.S. is trying to keep a check on Russian aggression. Michelle Egan at the Wilson Center says some EU members are starting to wobble over sanctions they imposed on Russia because of its actions in Ukraine. Egan says the U.S. may now find it more difficult to keep the sanctions in place.
The US and the UK have been really, really resolute on sanctions towards Russia because of Ukraine, and now they may be sort of a less significant partner.
The Brexit decision drives home the cold, hard fact that the UK is unlikely to have that kind of clout with the EU again. The US now needs to look elsewhere in Europe.
Germany has kind of emerged as the de facto leader.
Matthias Matthes at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies says the US had already been gravitating toward Germany.
You've had the Euro crisis, where Germany was at the wheel. The crisis over Ukraine with Russia, German diplomacy was at the heart of this. And then the refugee crisis, the fallout of the Syria conflict. Again, here you've seen Germany take the lead.
The relationship between Washington and Berlin took a bit of a hit in 2013 when Germany discovered the U.S. had been eavesdropping on Chancellor Angela Merkel and several of her ministers. But Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Peter Wittig, says relations now are rock solid.
We have extraordinarily close relations on a government-to-government level. There is very little daylight in all the major issues that we are facing. But it will certainly intensify as the management of that Brexit is unfolding.
The UK may lose its special status as a bridge to the European Union. But Matthias Matthes, the analyst at Johns Hopkins, says Britain will continue to be a leading partner for the US when it comes to intelligence.
The intelligence cooperation between MI6 and the CIA is very close, internally as well, between FBI and MI5. And these are links that have been established since World War II and are ongoing.
Matthes says Britain's departure from the EU may actually help strengthen NATO because the UK may want to show it's still very much part of the Western alliance. But the UK is expected to pay a hefty economic price because it's leaving the EU. And questions remain about how it'll be able to afford to beef up its military. Jackie Northam, NPR News.